Although some of us are working this Labor Day, most Americans are spending the summer's final holiday doing what we're supposed to do, which is not laboring. How did this happy event, a celebration of the American worker, come about, and why in September? That's a timely topic for today's Explainer. Here's Slate's Andy Bowers.
President Grover Cleveland declared Labor Day a national holiday in 1894, but the occasion was first observed 12 years earlier in New York City on September 5, 1882. On that day, the city's Central Labor Union, or CLU, organized a parade. The CLU was a branch of the Noble Order of the Knights of Labor, a secretive union founded by a group of Philadelphia tailors. Historians still debate which labor leader first came up with the idea of a holiday dedicated to workers, but according to the book The First Labor Day Parade, the September date was chosen because it coincided with a Knights of Labor conference in New York, thus guaranteeing a sizable turnout for the festivities. The event, however, wasn't especially festive. It resembled a protest more than a parade, with CLU members required to march in support of the 8-hour workday. Those who ditched faced fines. 2 years later, the CLU decided that Labor Day should take place annually on the first Monday in September. In 1887, Oregon became the first state to make Labor Day an official holiday, followed by Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York. For a while, Labor Day had stiff competition from May 1st. On that day, in 1886, a protest over the 8-hour workday resulted in the bloody Chicago Haymarket Riot. That caused the deaths of 8 police officers and led to the hangings of 4 labor activists. While May 1st became an important day for socialists and communists, state governments and less radical labor leaders feared that the date was too emotionally charged. In 1894, after President Cleveland ordered the suppression of the Pullman strike, he sought to curry favor with labor by making the first Monday in September a federal holiday in honor of the working man. It did not help Cleveland much, however. He lost the Democratic Party's 1896 presidential nomination to William Jennings Bryan.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor.